episode 2958, When One Door of Happiness Closes.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. It is Inspiration Motivation Day, and I want you to take some time, just a moment or two, a blink, and really focus on what you want to accomplish today and into this week. Because I know sometimes we're faced with failures. We are defeated and deflated. So today, it's time to blow up your greatness when one door of happiness closes. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, I'm sure you've heard the grand news, but we have a live TV show. It happens in partnership with pray.com. You can go there today, as a matter of fact, every Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. And wonderful news, if you can't make it then, we now have video on demand, so you can watch a replay of it. I would love to see you over there in our pray.com family. We are growing, and I'm excited for what God has in store for us, because you know what? God cares for you. What you do matters to Him. And I know sometimes we just feel very distant. We feel that, oh, maybe I don't matter, or what I do doesn't matter. And we feel like we're lost amongst everybody else. And the world seems so much bigger when it's really so much smaller. You were created on purpose for a purpose, to impact the world that you touch. And I love what Helen Keller says. When one door of happiness closes, another opens. But often we look so long at the closed door that we do not see the one which has been opened for us. How do you sit with your disappointments? Do you wallow in the failures and shortcomings? Now be honest, because if you're not honest, you're going to have a hard time really getting into the depth of where God wants you to be. Because life can get really complicated. So there's no icing on the cake here. We're going to get down to the nitty-gritty. Once when you think you've figured it all out, though, what happens? A surprise comes around the corner. Yay for you. No pressure, nothing to prove, no promotion, only a production. Why is it that we can be so involved in our lives that we miss what's right in front of us? Disappointments can deflate our discovery of everyday delights. You know, if you hang out with your failures too long, you'll actually reason out their potential of being a win. Is that what happens to you? Do you sit there and give yourself excuses going, well, I know it really didn't work out, but I got to say, because of this, you know, it really, you know, it had to happen this way. And I'm okay with it. You know, in all reality, it's really a success. Stop the foolishness. You have got to stay out of the way of the doors that close. Because when one door of happiness closes, another one opens. You got to change your mindset to, what does this make possible? What is it that you can go after? How can you do it differently? You get to choose how you show up every day. Your failures don't have to dictate the results of today, but they can shape your tomorrow. Instead of lowering your standards to your failures, raise the mark of your success as you create your now. Right? As the tide rises, so do the ships. We want to rise with the tide. And sometimes we just kind of feel like, no, we're sinking. Well, you don't have to be a sinking boat or a sinking duck, whatever you want to sink, but you don't have to be that. You can choose to say, you know what? Today is a different day. This moment. Sometimes looking at a full day is distressing. And it's one that just overwhelms you. Okay, don't look at your whole day. Look at a moment. Say, this is what I need to do. Be all in for that moment. If you have a meeting coming up and you have to be all in, then focus on that meeting. And then when that meeting's done, then you can focus on the next meeting or the next appointment or the next moment. Look for the possibilities in the problems. Dress your heart and mind for the day to conquer with each step you take. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And this journey that you're on, it's your miles of greatness that you're walking. There's no reason not to be who God created you to be. Blessings come in many shapes and sizes. Don't be fooled by what you can't see when you're not looking. As the results of your day become the focus of your ways, look for the open door. Helen Keller said it beautifully. Just because we have a door that closes and we feel like our happiness has gone out the door, it doesn't have to be that way. There's great potential out there, but you have to be willing to look for it. Blessings come in many shapes and sizes. I don't know about you, but I haven't found that magic book that tells me exactly what to expect, when to expect it, and how to create the life that I want, with the exception of the Bible. That's the only book. But seriously, right? We all want that magic. We want that lifestyle that says, you know what? I don't want to have to work any harder than what I have to work. But sometimes you do. And along the way, there may be pain. There may be lots more failures than there are successes. That's called the journey that you're on. But your day doesn't dictate your future. But how you respond to it, how you show up, most definitely influences your tomorrow. So are you going to just stop and just let that door slam in your face and say, okay, I'm just going to go have my pity party? Or are you going to rise up? Are you here to say that this is the day that the Lord has made? Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I don't always like my days. Yesterday was kind of one of those long days, just appointment after appointment, appointments that I didn't make, but I needed to have made, stuff for our house, and things that honestly I've been working on for a long time. And in actuality, it's been really frustrating. And so what did I do yesterday? I just spent time chasing people, not doing their job. And I find myself, you know, kind of almost in a corner or sitting on the couch going, why can't people do what they're being asked to do? Why do I have to do everybody's job? And then I think, wait a minute, what does this make possible? What can I do? How can I change the process? How can I influence the companies that I'm working with? How can I bless their employee that may be going through something crazy and it may be totally out of their control? They just happen to be the person that I see. And really, they're not the ones who have anything to deal with it. We all face the CRAP of life. And it's not fun. And it's frustrating. And it can be overwhelming. But seriously, if you look at it as a moment, this too shall pass. So for such a time as this, know that God is walking with you. Whether you're shopping for your lettuce, whether you're waiting for someone to show up and repair a broken water heater, maybe you're waiting for someone to fix your car that was stolen and it needs to be repaired now because they found it. Maybe you're waiting for that phone call from your boss to say, you know what, you got that promotion. Maybe you're just excited that your child's coming home for a couple weeks from boot camp. What is it for you? This is the day. You get to choose how you show up. Don't let those closed doors totally make the open doors disappear. Right? Clean your lenses off. My prayer for you, my friend, is, Lord, I pause knowing that I will not do everything right. I will mess up, but I'm thankful you will make it right. When my mind becomes shattered to pieces from my failures, I ask you now to mend the pieces and heal the hurt. This is your day to make a way. I am looking for your open doors. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.